A body and soul update with thefacts.com.au. Supported by GlaxoSmithKline.
You're listening to Body and Soul this morning. I'm Marnie T. Well, around 48,000 Aussies actually file for divorce each year. That's a pretty big number. How do you get back into the dating game once you've been through a divorce? It's a very good question, and we're going to talk more about that right now with relationship expert and psychologist John Aiken. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, Marnie.
How long should you actually wait before you start getting out there and dating again?
Well, you need to wait until you've fully let go of the past, and there are some key signs that will tell you that you've moved on. You won't need to talk about your ex anymore. You won't want to know about their whereabouts or be upset even if they start seeing someone new, and you'll no longer hope to reconcile with them. If this is the state that you're in, then it's time to start dating again.
What are some tips for actually getting back into the dating game?
Well, I think of a couple of key things that you need to do. First, give yourself a makeover, because that always makes us feel good, Marnie. And then after that, know your ideal partner. What is it that you're exactly looking for that's different from your last one? Then don't take things personally. Dating's all about a process of elimination, not rejection. Then be open to all opportunities, from online sites and Facebook connections to matchmaking services. Try them all. And then create a support team that backs you up. Friends, family, mentors that'll keep you in there and positive, even though sometimes it can be a bit disheartening.
Now, in a lot of cases, there'll be kids involved. So is there anything you need to remember before you start dating someone new when kids are around?
Yeah, you do need to think about it. It's not just two people dating here. There's kids here that you need to think about. Take things slowly. Avoid only talking about kids on your dates with this new partner. Have a time limit before introducing this new person to your kids. Remember to keep your children first. Don't make the new love interest a parent either. And listen to your kids' thoughts and feelings at all times through this process. And remember, act responsibly. There's more than just one person in this dating situation.
Yeah, all very, very good advice. All right, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there nodding their heads this morning, John. So thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning on the show.
Good to be here.
Coming up on Body and Soul, celebs like Elle Macpherson, Katie Holmes and Angelina Jolie get the perfect post-baby bodies. How do they do it? We'll find out how to get yours back coming up next.